my heart is big enough to love the world. My heart is big enough to love the world. My heart is big enough to love the world. My heart is big enough to love the world. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. My heart is big enough to love the world. Why do I say my heart is big enough to love the world? What's so special about my heart that makes it big enough to love the world? What's so special about my heart that makes it able to really love all the world and really know that the world is good and the world is beautiful and the world is wonderful? What is it about my heart that allows me to know that? How can I know that? How can I know that my heart is big enough to love the world? Well, I look at the entire world as a glorious outpicturing of the happiness that goes on inside of me. I look at the entire world as a reflection of all of the attitudes that I have inside me, in my heart, in my soul, in my being, in my essence. I look outside of me, and I look at it as my mirror, my reflection. And my heart is big enough to love the world because I created the world. No matter what aspect of the world I think about, I have created it. No matter what aspect of the world I think about, I have brought it into being by my thought. I have brought it into being by my attitude, by my way of being me. Now, if I look at the world and I see it with anything that needs to be improved, one little smidgen that needs to be helped, one little bit that needs to be changed, one little bit, it's me that needs that change, not the world, because the world is very wonderful just the way it is. The world is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious just the way it is. There's not one single thing in the world that needs to be changed. My attitude is that which is reflected in everything in the world. And when I like myself, when I think that I am a pretty fine person, I'm a pretty nice person, when I can love myself just the way I am, not wanting me to have a changed yesterday or changed tomorrow, or any type of attitude that is going to be unique just for me. When I'm looking at it that way, I'm going to find lots of things that I will change. But when I look at the world and see the world as beautiful and good right now, then my heart is big enough to love the world. Truly, my heart is big enough to love the world. We've had discussions recently. We were talking about some of the countries around the world where they had been living under dictatorships and they had been living under unhappiness. And no, they no longer are doing that. They now are a freer country, a more democratic country, where the people have an opportunity to express themselves and express their magnificence. And they can travel the world and see all the world and know what's going on in all of the world and find that that's beautiful and good. Now, how do they do that? How do they do that? How do they one time become under a dictatorship and another moment they're free? Were they really always free? Were they really always free to go where they wish to go? Could they have thought about the person that they thought was a dictator over them? Could they have thought, peace, I love you, I surround you with my peace, I surround me with my peace, I am free, I am free, the world is free, all is free. No change. This is just our original purity and integrity. There's no change. I am free. And when I start loving with my whole heart the entire world in which I live, there are no dictators. There are no conditions where we are limited, where I am unable to be a free person in all respects. All that would bind me from the past is gone. All that would bind me from my desire for the future is gone. I live in the absolute wonderful presence, the absolute wonderful present, the absolute wonderful now, where all is in divine order. Wow! All is in divine order. I can live in a world that's all in divine order. How can I live in a world that's all in divine order? How can I do that? How can I do that? How can I live in a world that is all in divine order? Well, I live in a world that's all in divine order when I first put my own house in order. I see everything in my world balanced, joyful, wonderful. I see everything in my universe in perfect harmony. I see everything working out in this beautiful, marvelous fashion. But this is something that I do. This is not something that I want someone else to do. It's not a change that I want to make in the world. My heart is big enough to love the world because my heart is the world and the world is my heart. Everything in the universe is me. Everything in the world is me. I am the free spirit. I am the one. I am the joy. I am the all that is good. And because I am all that is good, I look around my world and I see it as all that is good. And there's nothing more wonderful, nothing more fantastic, nothing more beautiful, nothing more fulfilling than a world that is complete and perfect and good, now and always. Yes, my heart is big enough to love the world, to love the entire world. There is not one aspect of the world, not one aspect of you, or of me, or of whatever, that I want to change. I'm not loving it just the way it is. I'm loving it just the way I am. Just the way I am in my pure thought, in my pure love, in my pure caringness. Oh, there are people who try to ruffle my nerves, who try to make me feel insecure. There are people who try to upset my world, but I created them. I created them as a challenge to me so that I can stand up and say, all is peace in my world. All is balance in my world. All is love in my world. My heart is big enough to include all, and that goes without exception. There are not some little things that still irritate me, because if there are, my heart is not doing its job. There are no things that need to be changed, no attitudes, no ways, no habits, no experiences. When I look with my pure eyes, I see all the world as good and very good, just the way it is right now. There now is peace on earth, and it began in my heart. There now is peace on earth, and it began in my heart, and it began in me, and it continues in me, and it is always in me. There is nothing outside of me. Everything is inside of me. That's a big opportunity, not a responsibility. That's an opportunity. It exists. That's the way it is. Now, I can think of it in its purity, in its wholeness, in its beauty, if I choose. Or I can think of it as an illusion of something different, if I choose. For truly, The good is an illusion as much as the bad is an illusion. And these illusions come and go. But the truth is always underlying the illusion, whatever it may be. And the illusion that I choose to live in is I'm a happy person. I'm a joyful person. I am a wonderful person. I live in a wonderful world. I live in a world filled with peace. I live in a world filled with joy. I live in a world filled with love and truth and honor. I live in a world that is magnificent. Yes, my heart is big enough to love the world because all the world resides in my heart. All the world dwells in me now and always. All the world is mine now. All the world is me now. Am I ready for that world today? Am I ready for that world to be my world now? Am I ready for that world to be radiant and alive and dynamic in me right now? I surely am. And I'm ready to take you right along there with me, because as I am my creation, you are my creation. So join me, and when I say, I love you, I love you, I love you. I like you, I like you, I like you. I love me, I love me, I love me. I like me, I like me, I like me. For my heart truly is big enough to love the world. And it does that now and forevermore. For that's the truth about me. Oh, that's the truth about me. And that's the truth about you. Have a wonderful day. Love yourself, and you'll know what the world is all about.